Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Our question, legal or not, what is the best perk of any job you've ever had? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've
got mail.
Coming from today, guys, perks of my job, free plants. Shout out to Justin, that from Pangea Joe. You just need a big yard now to plant all those plants.
That's his deal, isn't it? Pangea Joe, I'm saying? Yeah, he's all about it.
Hey, there's always a Justin. There's a hookup.
Justin?
On just about anything. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I don't know why. That's just one
but
of those
But not things. Illegal stuff. He might do illegal things, but the product he's getting you is not illegal. It's or, still Eddie well, that gets you the illegal stuff.
It's sometimes a legal product, but he doesn't gets it tell illegally. His job that right. he's giving it to you, which is kind of illegal.
Yeah, fell off the truck.
Right, exactly.
But after Joe's, I pushed it.
Working as a local stagehand, I've got to meet a few rock legends and watch some shows from the pit as various Washington venues. Bands included Kiss, Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, Slash and Miles Kennedy, Aerosmith, and so on. And I was one of the stagehands and had to rip the drop cloth down before Godsmack played A Pain in the Grass in 2014.
Oh, nice.
When the release mechanism failed.
Oh.
Thanks, guys. That from Ryan in Bremerton is this. P.S. I extended an invitation to Mike Hawk for my birthday party in October.
All right.
Is that the first invite you've had? Or second, maybe?
No, this is the second. Ted did invite me, however, I did have a wedding to go to this weekend, so I couldn't go, so I don't know. That'd be the
this
second
This is
one.
Two in 1 week, then.
Fair enough.
Look at that. I mean, you have a whole lifetime, and now, bam, man, when it rains, it pours, right?
There you
Things
go.
Are picking up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that date's already busy, Mike.
Yeah?
I don't know. There's got to be a football game or something going on.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Subject, birthday, guys. Ola Men's Room, this is Alec listening to you from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And it is my 24th birthday. Can I get some turtle wax and the Dirty Germans talking about milk? Thanks, guys, for the daily entertainment.
Yeah, my favorite thing about milk is that it is stored in women's boobs.
Zealous, you know, so I just like some milk because it's white and covers a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And people often get little drips of it on their face.
Yeah.
You can dip your cookie in.
Yeah, you can dip your cookie into it. Yeah.
Have you ever tried to stuff an Oreo into a nipple? It is not easy.
Yeah.
But
that's why we nicknamed her Double Stuff.
Holy ass, 2 years in a row, y'all are alive on my birthday. How'd I get so lucky? Well, I know I'm the only one that'll write in to mark my 38th anniversary of crawling out of the mom there. So if you have it in you, can I get the Grover mixing up that batter? And Coach Ted on hyping me up not to be depressed at 40 looming on the horizon. Thank you guys for all you do to keep me sane in this increasingly insane world with hours of entertainment daily. That from Big Hawk, a.k.a. Jonathan, who says, P.S. Mike, avocados are delicious. Yeah. What the hell is wrong with you?
No. If you need your batter mixed up.
Who was that again?
That's Grover.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, the email.
No.
Big Hawk.
Yeah, I'm wondering who's singing if you need your batter mixed up. All right, man, look, here's the deal. 40 is one of those things. Make sure you overthink it, kind of like you did with 30, and then one day you wake up, you're going to be 40. Plus, nobody wants to hear a 40-year-old man bitch and complain about turning 40.
Good point. Guy says my husband Tony's 53rd birthday. He's been listening to KISW since he was a kid and is a huge Men's Room fan. Tony was recently diagnosed with prostate cancer. He had his prostate removed actually last Monday. Today on his birthday, he gets his catheter taken out. So I know he'd love to hear an original fish sandwich and an owl hitting the window. Most importantly, could the dirty Germans give him some empathy on getting the catheter removed on his birthday and wishing him luck on getting it up in the future as he heals? Rock on, guys. That from Susie, who gives a very intelligent P.S. If you want to give a public service announcement to your male listeners, all men over the age of 50, they need to get their PSA levels checked with an easy blood test at their doctor's office every year. Prostate cancer is the number one killer of men, and that's only for one reason. Men don't want to get their junk checked out. Make your doctor's appointment today if you could. So again, let's see here. We've got the original fish sandwich, Mike Al hitting the window, and the dirty Germans giving him some empathy on getting his catheter removed.
Do you want to get fish sandwich?
Yeah, I had the catheter in me once, and the one thing that might happen that you might not know is going to happen, but you will start to enjoy, is for about 24 hours after it is removed, all of the air in your penis must escape. So for about one day, your penis will fart.
Yeah, see? To me, it seems very simple. If he wants this thing out of there, just use the safe word. That's how we do it to my home.
Oh, dude.
So I don't know why you have to be braggy.
Pineapple,
yeah.
Pineapple.
Yeah.
Tony, you know what you should do? You should dip it in flour when you get home.
And just... Look, man, I know it's stupid to say.
You know what, Tony? Don't do that.
Do it.
It'll look like a candy cigarette.
You know? Yeah. It's the one time.
Until he ends up with a flour infection.
Maybe there's that.
Maybe a yeast infection.
But this is the one time in his life he's going to get to do this, man.
Something.
It's full of air. It's going to fart every time you touch it. Seriously, man. So, like.
Powdered sugar.
How about this? Just aim it at a pile of flour and see how much you can blow off.
Yeah.
This is the only time in your life you get to do it. Put it in a glass of water and see if bubbles come out.
There you go.
I mean, honestly, dude. It's going to happen. You might
I've had more catheter talk in the last 2 weeks than I ever want to have again.
You ever listen to my catheter podcast?
Oh, catheter cast.
Yes.
All right, guys, here we go.
happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz, a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you all. A couple extra emails here. Let's see. We got Only I Can Injure Myself This Way from yesterday's show. Ola from Massachusetts, Pacholas. Catching up on the show, and I felt personally attacked by the universe. Only I Can Injure Myself while taking off my towel. Earlier this morning, while getting ready, I tweaked my back by taking my towel off. I wasn't doing anything crazy, just taking my towel off like any normal day. And as soon as my arm stretched out, I instantly felt this awful pain in my back, right between my shoulders. Started to feel lightheaded, had to sit down for a moment. Needless to say, it was an interesting drive to work. And as much as I enjoy the laughter you all bring, today it was a bit painful. Thank for all you dudes do, and stay beautiful. P.S. I just turned 27 a week ago. I'm too young for this crap. That from Jen. Injury from yesterday shows this. A few years back, me and two friends were canoeing, went down the river to a little beach that had a rope swing in the trees, and spent the whole afternoon there. On the way back, we decided to try another, much bigger rope swing on the side of the river. Well, when I got to what I thought was the peak of the swing, I flung the rope out of the way in front of me. Well, I keep soaring forward and ended up catching the monkey's fist of the knot at the bottom of the rope, right on my satchel.
Oh.
I was hung up in midair by my boys for a few seconds before I tumbled ass over and face planted into the water. I had a pulled groin with bruising with some rope burn. Every bump we drove over on the way home hurt, and I had a limp for the next 3 days. We named that rope the nutsack, and haven't been back since. That from your pal, Chuck in Massachusetts.
Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck.
And one
Massachusetts
more.
Chuck.
As far as how I hurt myself, guys.
Isn't that the name of the knockoff punk Satani Phil? Staten Island Chuck.
Island Chuck.
Guys, back in 2015 on a family trip to Yellowstone, I drove a Class C camper towing a Honda Civic on a two-wheel car dolly. Drove all day, tired, found our campsite. I unconsciously unhitched the car dolly from the camper while standing in front of it.
Oh.
I then motioned to my wife to back up the Civic. As soon as the front tire of the car got to the rear of the dolly, the tow hitch of the dolly separated from the ball hitch of the camper and hit me in the nads.
Oh!
The force of the hitch hitting left my testicle and ripped it wide open. No emergency services inside the park, and it was the weekend, so I had to wait till Monday to drive all the way to Wyoming and a hospital to get proper treatment.
Oh, my God.
Coming up, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first...
Now, the men's room wants to know... Who sucks less?
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Steve, throw a hook. You bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All these stories suck, and it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least.
Yeah.
Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yeah, and basically, we'll call these three, they're very similar stories in a way, and we'll say these three stories collectively are bad news for nipples, bad news for ears, and bad news for tongues. Let us start in Chicago, where a man battered an off-duty police officer and bit the nipple off of the cop's buddy during a road rage incident. 35-year-old Kyle Clark, he also had a gun in his car, but let's face it, you're more interested in hearing about the nipple. Now, prosecutors said the off-duty cop and the other victim, both 38 years old, they were heading north on Lakeshore Drive. I mean, that is like a primary road in Chicago. But that's when a black Volkswagen Jetta sideswiped him. Well, the two men pulled up next to the Jetta and ordered Clark to pull over so they could file a crash report. Now, the off-duty cop, he identified himself as a Chicago police officer, but Clark and the cop both got out of the cars, and Clark punched the cop twice in the face. When the other victim tried to help his buddy, Clark bit the man's nipple and tore it completely off.
Oh, God.
You understand? He did not just bite his nipple. He removed the nipple from the man's chest. Well, that's when on-duty officers arrived and took Clark into custody after a brief struggle. The victim who lost his nipple was, in fact, taken to a nearby hospital to have the wound closed with stitches.
So you cannot reattach the nipple?
I don't think his nipple was in condition to be reattached, is the understanding, I guess. Whew. And as you might, the guy got all the charges you'd expect when you punch people in the face and bite off his buddy's nipples.
What do you do? Do you go and try to get a tattoo of the nipple on one side?
I think after I mentally heal from the fact that someone has bitten my nipple off, yeah, maybe I go for the... I want something there. I mean,
that's like trying to put back on the eraser on a number two pencil.
Right. It's got... You can try.
Once it's broken off, it's off.
And it'll just never look right.
Ah, the eraser on number two.
Yeah. Jesus. So that, yeah, exactly. That's the missing nipple. Now let's go to Florida. In Florida, a man was arrested after biting off part of his friend's ear, this during an early morning brawl at a hotel. James Williams, he was hit with multiple battery charges following the incident at the Ocean's Edge Resort and Marina. He was on vacation at the hotel with three friends. I guess friends are in quotation marks. A man and two women, so basically two couples. Now, when they got into a fight, they were returning to the hotel, and the fight started when one of the women passed out. Williams decided to put her in a maintenance wheelbarrow, and he then was transporting her to the hotel room. That's fine. But he started to pour beer on her and insulting her. Well, this pissed off the other guy in the group and told Williams that he was being disrespectful. Williams then became combative toward his friend. And anyway, the trio, including the woman who had passed out after she awakened, they attempted to calm him down. But the suspect pushed both women to the ground. Williams then pushed the male victim to the ground and began choking him. The male victim stated that Williams bit off part of his heel while the others were trying to separate him. He, too, has been arrested. Part of his ear was missing and bleeding, though none of the victim's injuries were life-threatening. Williams, by the way, left on foot after the attack, but he was later found, and he got all the appropriate charges for biting off someone.
We don't know what happened the rest of the year.
We do not know what happened to the rest of the year.
Okay. All right.
And now, let's go to Scotland, where what they call a violent brawl between a man and a woman ended when a seagull flew away with part of a man's tongue. Sorry.
What?
Follow along. So the woman, identified as Bethany Ryan, she bit a large chunk of James McKenzie's tongue when she went to kiss him during the fight. So they're fighting. She leans in to kiss him. Now, shortly after, a large seagull swooped in out of nowhere, ate part of his tongue.
Ah.
Wait. Then the bird flew away with it.
Oh, no.
So Bethany admitted to kissing him and biting off part of his tongue. The chunk of McKenzie's tongue, which the seagull took away, reportedly was approximately 2 centimeters by 3 centimeters in size. According to prosecutor Susan Dixon, she said, quote, she kissed him on the lips, and during the course of that, she bit through his tongue, which caused a piece of his tongue to be removed. McKenzie, that's the guy, walked off and spat it out, at which point the piece of muscle was picked up by a large seagull that made off with it. Anyway, after the incident, McKenzie was taken to the hospital, but a reattachment surgery cannot be performed as the piece of his tongue was not found.
Oh, God.
So again, we have the man in Chicago gets in a road rage incident, bites off a dude's nipple, among other things. We have the drunk guy in Florida who's fighting with his friend, bites off part of his friend's ear. And finally, the woman in Scotland, who bites off a piece of this dude's tongue, only to be taken by a seagull and flown away.
But she was kissing him, correct?
Yes.
So they're fighting. I think it's a setup. Right. She leaned in to kiss him. Okay. And he's like, all right, fine. You know, put this behind us. And then she bites through his tongue. But his tongue, the severed part of his tongue was still in his mouth after she bit through it.
Ooh.
He spit it out of his own mouth.
And then the seagull came.
And then the seagull swooped down and flew off.
Okay. All right. So I think the
seagulls, man, I mean, they see an opportunity to go for it.
Yeah, that seems harsh.
I think since they're all biters,
yeah,
we can all put them in the same category. Because once I think you've bitten someone, you cross the line. I mean, that's like a big taboo. I mean, with kids, if you're 3 years old and you're a biter in class, they'll send you home. You know what I mean? So biting is one of those things. So they're all basically in the same group. And they all removed body parts, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the only way to look at this is not by the situation, but by the cosmetic aspect of what was bitten off. I think the worst one is the fact that part of your tongue was bitten off.
Yeah.
Based on speech and everything else. And the fact that you need your tongue, right? Your ear, mm-hmm. All right. But you might not be able to pronounce certain words. I don't know. I mean, as far as the Scottish accent goes, I'm not sure how that would work.
He's going to sound ridiculous.
He's going to sound stupid. Now, as far as the ear goes, okay, you can see if your ear's all jacked. You know people who have jacked ears?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know people who have cauliflower ears. You know right away not to mess with them because they wrestled.
Yeah.
Or they fought somehow. So that's one thing you notice right away on someone, unless they have hair that can cover the ears. I think just by the cosmetic aspect of it alone, the crazy guy in Chicago who bit off the nipple sucks the least, because no one will ever know that he doesn't have a nipple unless he's in a situation where he might be getting lucky in the first place.
Someone here agrees with you, and they say, I think the nipple is the least because it's coverable, and then they add, that is the only rationale. But keep in mind, in addition to biting a dude's nipple off, that same guy also punched the other man twice in the face.
I understand.
Remember, he's the one that caused the accident.
Yeah, it was a fight with a wheelbarrow and everything else. Look, all the situations are horrible. I'm just saying I have to look at this from a cosmetic standpoint, because when you're dealing with three stories involving biters, mm-hmm. whatever they are, it's what was bitten. Now, if it would have been like a penis or something like that, I'd be like, oh, God, you know, like that sucks the most. Based on this, I think the tongue sucks the most.
But technically, that guy spit his own tongue out of his mouth. Yes,
she did sever it.
Right. But I don't think he spit it out.
But the nipple is horrible.
It is horrible.
I mean, she bit his tongue in half bad. A tip of an ear got bitten off
bad.
Like, this dude clamped down on the other guy's nipple.
Through his shirt, obviously.
And bit it off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's traumatizing.
It is.
You know what? And you've heard of ears. Like, we all know Mike Tyson and Holyfield,
it's
right? But, like, Tyson didn't bite his nipple off.
It'd be a different kind of history.
Yeah. I think the nipple guy's the worst, to be honest with you.
Okay.
That one's pretty bad. The thing in Scotland, bad.
And unfortunate.
Right, the seagull flying in and taking away your tongue.
Funny.
That's
funny.
Oh,
like, no! They'd be like, oh! And they said it's the only reason they couldn't reattach it is because the seagull took it.
Yeah, right,
because people bite through their tongues in car accidents and stuff,
right?
You know what the seagull said?
What?
Tastes like haggis.
Oh, Jesus.
But I think the guy in Florida sucks the least. It was an ear. It was the top of an ear. And they're in Florida.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter, does it?
I will say this. You put a different image in my head. I'm picturing Mike Tyson biting off Evander Holyfield's nipple.
Imagine how much different history. I mean, it's not like we look back at Tyson on an incident in glowing fashion. Right. But imagine he leans down, bites his nipple, clear off. You know what I mean? Like, at that point, HBO, wherever the fight was on, they would have had to cut away.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah. Sure.
You bit a man's ear, we cover this. You ripped a man's nipple off with your own teeth. Ow. Coverage is over.
I'm not sure I can disagree with that argument.
Yeah, right? Like, bring Buffer back out here.
Oh.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Twitter. You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room is in progress.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check-in, Mike Hawk, and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a time traveler, quote-unquote, claims that we will be attacked by aliens today.
Today.
Today. Today. It's happening today.
Don't ruin my dinner.
Hopefully after dinner, at least.
Put it on right? out there.
I mean, technically, everyone's a time traveler. Just yesterday, I was living there.
Fair enough.
I'm always moving into the future.
Right?
Yeah. Suck on that, time traveler.
Is there any place in the world that's in tomorrow yet? Like, if you go to Guam, is it tomorrow already? Just based on how late it is today already?
It's got
to
be tomorrow somewhere. So,
it's already tomorrow in Australia. It's already, like, tomorrow night.
Have you heard from any of your Australian friends? They might be under attack by aliens.
Because we are a what they call a brekkie show there.
Right.
Yeah. So when we come on at 2,
it's 8 a.m. there.
It's 8 a.m. there.
I'm just wondering if the aliens know that, you know, they have basically a one-hour window to get everybody on today, right?
Well, if it's today for us, then it'd be yesterday for them, so technically they've already been attacked.
Fair enough.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they would have had to have let us know.
Yeah, exactly.
I would think our Australian friends would be decent enough to let us know if we've been attacked by extraterrestrials.
Give us a warning at
least. Come on, man. We would do it for you.
Or maybe this guy was just a fraud. We don't know.
I'm just going to finish this blooming onion, mate. Go out and fight him.
Two-thirds of Americans are interested in switching jobs right now.
You don't say.
Really? In a market where there's probably plenty of jobs there that you can...
A lot of jobs being offered.
Yeah, that's right. Have at it.
I think a lot of people, too, with the pandemic, kind of... A lot of things shifted.
You go home, and there's a lot of self-reflection going on, man.
100%.
Right? There's no doubt about it. Now the job market is opening back up. Like, this is the time.
Exactly.
Do it, absolutely.
Exactly. The Barbie penthouse, once owned by the founders of Mattel, has just gone on the market for sale at just under $10 million.
Oh, I thought you meant the toy. There is actually a Barbie penthouse.
There is a Barbie penthouse.
Okay, Jesus. I was like, what?
Yeah, no, this is the legit, like, the... inspiration for Barbie and Ken, which was the Mattel founder's son and daughter, grew up in this Barbie penthouse.
Oh, okay.
So
didn't the son have like a real, some kind of weird issue as a result of the Ken doll being modeled after
him? Yes, yes. He had a lot of psychological problems.
Really?
It was anatomically not correct.
It didn't have pink. So what, like his friends or people got wind of it? And just...
I did the pink sweater, the whole deal. I think he just thought, you know, that he had been just completely, he lost his sexuality.
Damn. He was emasculated.
Masculinity, whatever.
Wow, alrighty.
Oops.
I mean,
you're Ken, so what?
Pizza Hut is testing a new Beyond Pepperoni.
Oh, fake pepperoni?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
try anything.
If it floats your boat, go for it.
I thought it'd be like, there's just so much pepperoni on there. It's you can't even count that high.
My question is this. It's okay. So does that attract vegans? In other words, like for me, I would be able, we've tried the burger. We've tried a couple of other things, right? But the goal, if you're a vegan, is to try not to eat meat and try not to eat dairy and all those things.
Right.
Now, if you know that this, we don't know what it is. It's made in a laboratory. But at the same point in time, you know, like, are you missing the pepperoni flavor? You like, would
no,
you be willing to give?
No, I think this is for vegetarians, though, because there's still cheese on the pizza, so the vegans will be out anyway.
All right, okay.
But for vegetarians, I mean, like, yeah. Because in the end, if you look, I'm still waiting for them to make broccoli that tastes like a hamburger. So if we're hooking you up, can we go the other way, too?
Sure, I get it.
Well, also, like what's, I forget which brand. I don't know if it's Beyond or whatever. But, like, the sausages are really good. It's like
Impossible,
right, because it's easier. It's mainly just spices anyhow.
That is exactly
as opposed to just trying to make ground beef that's not beef.
Right. That was the point that I was going to make, is that this pepperoni should be at least somewhere along those lines just based on everything that goes into making pepperoni.
Sure.
You know, whereas, like he was saying, with a burger or a steak or something like that, it's just meat.
Yeah.
And most of the time, you know, you're not going to eat that raw. So hopefully it crisps up like regular pepperoni.
Exactly.
Has a little cup of grease in it.
I think that this is more of a product for those that are that maybe in a transition from being a carnivore to a vegetarian or vegan, or maybe somebody is with somebody that is a vegan and they're you know, this is their olive branch, so to speak. And I also wouldn't be surprised if Pizza Hut started experimenting with some dairy-free cheeses too.
That's what to me this is like, hey, I'm dating a vegetarian, but I still want pepperoni.
Right.
Exactly. Right. I of course thought it was just about me. But good looking out, Pizza Hut.
Good work. 72% of parents say that they were a pickier eater than their kids. A little over 60% of kids actually say that they like their vegetables, apparently.
Steve and I were talking about it the other day. And I also think it's accessibility of things.
I did not have chicken strips to know that I would like chicken strips more than what my mom was making.
Fair.
Yeah. So, you weren't introduced to all this crap that I now regret introducing my kids to, because now their palate is for, you know, Dino Nuggets and this kind of thing.
Right.
Those are very special occasions where you got to go places. Now it's just more common, like, to stop and get, you know, nuggets or a burger or whatever like that. It's a big day for you. You got a good report card, whatever the deal is.
Yeah.
Now it's just like, you just want to stop at McDonald's and get something to eat.
Right, exactly.
Wait, are they saying kids are pickier now, or the parents?
No. The parents were pickier than their kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I think kids are open to try more food now.
Sure.
And try different things. And I think parents are more, you know, open to let them try things and let them, you know, experiment with food.
Right.
My kid loved clams when she was 7 years old. She could not stop eating clams. And I'm like, and crab, which was expensive. That was one of the few things she would eat. So, like, she's developing this this palette of, you know, expensive food. I would buy it because I wanted to stuff her because she was skinny and she needed to gain weight.
Sure.
That stuff ain't going to help you gain weight.
Clams aren't, no.
But all these different foods that I never even tried at that age.
You know what I mean?
No. I never even had the opportunity to eat crab until I was like 18 and blew my mind. I was like, my God.
Just kind of ate what was on your plate, right?
Yeah.
And your parents never got you anything nice.
No.
You know, you got what they gave you, which is fair.
Mm-hmm. Hot and like, brown and lots of it.
Right. They would go out to dinner, but they never really brought us along, yeah, you know?
Right. Japanese parents are sending their relatives, are you ready for this, rice bags so that they can pretend that they're holding a newborn.
That's stupid.
Don't get me wrong. I do like a baby. I do. I think they're really cool. I like hanging out with them. But yeah. I don't need something to, you know,
simulate
what I mean?
That.
Yeah,
it's a baby.
Here's my thing, man. If I have some psychological default where I really want to hug, say my brother's baby, but I can't travel.
Mm-hmm.
If I choose to buy a bag of rice and hug it, most people would identify, man, this dude's got real problems.
Right.
It's more insulting that you sent me a bag of rice. Like, do you think I am that goddamn crazy? Yes, I want to see your baby.
If he's on trial for
something, I do not need to hug a bag of rice.
If they're doing a mental evaluation on Steve and he says, I take this bag of rice and act like it's a baby. All right, there's a chance maybe you don't have to go to trial.
That's right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, he might not be all there.
We're going to send you a doctor. We're gonna talk about this a little bit more. The city of Kyle, Texas has break the record for the largest congregation of Kyles.
I think that's pretty cool.
What is the current record?
I don't know.
I mean, like...
Well, the town's name is Kyle.
Right.
Right.
So they're just going to get a bunch of Kyles together to hang out.
Well, and then what does that count as? You know, I would be willing to bet that the United States has more Kyles than a handful of different countries out there.
Most
so,
of them, right?
You know, it just basically that parameter of how big the congregation area is.
But I guess maybe the thing is like, look, you're right, the U.S. probably leads the world in the number of people named Kyle. However, their distinction would be the only people in this place are named Kyle.
Right. Right?
So if we bring them all here and then we got three hotels, it's 100% Kyle's. But if that's the case, like Troy, New York, there's no reason to visit Troy, New York. Trust me.
Here's the
But they
is.
Can do the Troys.
You can get him.
Troy Fest.
Like sometimes, Mike, you'll do an auction. Say you have an auction, you're doing it for a charity.
Right.
Right? Well, the charity's got eight people there.
Right.
You're introduced to all eight people. All right? In 30 seconds, every one of their names out of the head.
Yep.
At least if you're at the Kyle convention.
Can't go wrong.
You can get a hammer and you're like, Kyle, come over here. Hey, I just made Kyle. Kyle.
And I feel like if you go to Kyle... Are they calling it Kyle Fest or the Kyle Convention? I don't want to screw it up.
Kylepalooza.
All right.
You're either named Kyle or you're somebody like Miles and I who will not get tired of this joke all day.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, Kyle.
See, I want to play a game with it. I want to plant Ted in that congregation of Kyles, and then it becomes a game. Find the Ted and the Kyle stack.
I just want to scream his name so everybody turns around.
Dude,
not you, Kyle.
Kyle owes me money.
Wrong Kyle.
I saw down in Portland, the Portland Pickles. The Wood Bat Team.
Oh, right.
Like, they had, like, a Ted Night or something to honor one of their fans.
Ted
so, like,
night.
If you were one of the Jeffs, then you could come in for free. And, like, during the seventh inning, they all walked around the infield.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's how I'm like, I'd go to Ted Fest.
Ted Fest.
Or Ted, a convention of Teds.
You bet.
Well, Kyle from Bremerton just checked in. He said, hi, my name's Kyle. Well, go.
All right.
Go to Kyle Fest or Kylepalooza.
Get out there, man. Get the Kyle, Texas. So head on down to Kyle, Texas.
Oh, there you go. Update. Aussie Al says, close, lads. Your 2 p.m. start in Seattle is 7 a.m. here in Sydney. It's now 9:55 a.m.
Oh,
gotcha.
So it is tomorrow. Attacked by aliens. That's all we want to know.
I'll tweet them right now.
Thank you. Right. Help us out, man. Are aliens on the way?
All caps.
Yes.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Can you do a head count? Do we need to send a team? Are you all right, sir?
He's going to hear us saying it before he gets that tweet.
Not at all. Not at all. Send it now, Ted. Mountain Dew with alcohol is coming next year, and that's a great idea.
Three flavors.
We've been through this.
Yeah, watermelon.
We literally, there was Four Loko or Core, and then everybody, every state was like, can't have that anymore.
But what now that it's Mountain Dew, right. Oh,
also,
okay, it's Mountain Dew.
It's flavored with watermelon. They have a watermelon flavor. To me, this is intriguing.
Yeah.
It is. I've had a watermelon energy drink, but it wasn't really the same carbonation level. You know what I'm saying?
Look, I'm not against it. I'm just saying, like,
why is this different than the other times that we did exactly this with different names?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ooh, someone suggests, how about a Creepy Kyle Fest?
Oh!
We should send Creepy Kyle to Kyle,
Texas.
We do,
man.
Like, well, that's a good call. We should, yeah.
Be
we
our
should,
correspondent,
right,
man.
Be our man on the streets at Kyle it? Fest.
What, Kyle Fest?
Yeah.
I don't know. When is Kyle Fest?
I don't know. I'm not working on it.
Oh, that's right. I'll send a text over and be like, can we fly Kyle to Kyle Fest?
Yeah.
Kyle.
And by us, we mean, can you cover the...
Can you fly Kyle out there?
We're not expensive. We don't have an expense card or anything.
No, man.
Surely they can afford it.
Ooh, someone else came up with one. The Gary Fest in Gary, Indiana.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's going to be sad.
It is, because Gary, Indiana is an awful, horrible place.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad.
They can have the Jim Thorpe Fest in Pennsylvania for everyone named Jim Thorpe.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
12 people show up at like the Legion.
Did our buddy Brian Thorpe ever live in Thorpe, Washington?
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did.
That's a missed opportunity. Has he even been out there?
Just to write your address one time.
Come on, Brian. Okay, we did it once.
Has he even been there, man?
We did it once. Let's do it again. I have a continued list of pre-fame jobs of stars. So obviously all the celebrities, they have their big jobs now, but they did something beforehand.
Okay.
Let's see if we can see what they did.
They were human.
This is actually a list of 15 and a little bit extended here. So number 15 is Carol Burnett. She sold popcorn.
How could that be a bummer of a job? I mean, or like at a movie theater?
Right. It doesn't say that she worked in a movie theater, so this has got to be like specialty gourmet popcorn.
Okay.
You know,
all right. Cool.
It's the tin with cheddar in it and all that stuff. Danny DeVito, I don't think we have to be hating on Premier Popcorn. Nothing wrong with Premier Popcorn, man.
Danny DeVito, bouncer.
Bouncer, not a bad call. Even better.
Was he actually a taxi driver?
No, he was not.
Shoe salesman.
Danny DeVito was a beautician.
Oh. Danny DeVito?
Danny DeVito was a beautician.
With a stool.
Or like on dead bodies?
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg used to do that.
I just want to hear that commentary from him while he's working on people. 13, Javier Bardem was a rugby player, a bouncer, a writer, a construction worker, and a stripper.
So no, so he can beat your ass.
He's jacked.
That's pretty much what I'm getting out of that.
Yeah, and his characters are a little intimidating. So that doesn't shock me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Channing Tatum was a stripper in West Virginia.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of where Magic Mike came from, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. By the way, sorry to interrupt, Mike. Just real quick. There is a city called Joe, Montana.
No kidding.
Yep.
All right, good news.
It's in Montana and the name is Joe.
Joe, yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, I got to get my buddy Joe there. We've heard back from Australia.
All right.
Aussie Al says, no aliens here, Ted. Of course, we're in lockdown. So they could be here, but not in lockdown.
Oh, dang. They walk among us.
No, they had to go to lockdown like everybody else.
Right. They just need to launch the attack within the next two...
To stay in the hotel
hours.
For 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, they have to wait 2 weeks before they can launch their official attack.
Oh, my God. My daughter had to go into quarantine for 10 days. She about lost her mind in a hotel.
Oh, no.
That's the most insane I've ever talked to her.
Back to pre-fame jobs of stars. Warren Beatty caught mice behind D.C.'s National Theater.
Oh.
That's his entire gig?
That's right.
We have our own mouse guy.
He's a mouse guy. Go on, Warren. David Duchovny, man after my own heart, was a lifeguard.
It does seem odd that we're hiring a man to sit out back to catch mice.
There's one.
How about a mouse trap or a cat?
Nope.
That should be
we
like
got
a,
Warren.
That should be like a discount Caddyshack. This guy's paid to go out there and kill mice up behind the theater.
Right.
I just know for a fact Cheetos work better than cheese.
You catch a lot more Teds with Cheetos. Oh, crap. It happened to me again. Get out of here.
Damn it. Harrison Ford was a carpenter.
I've heard that one.
All right.
Mm-hmm. God, everything that man does is manly.
He was also a roadie for the Doors.
Really?
Really?
Yep.
Damn.
No kidding.
Pretty sure.
He
left the gig because he could not handle the lifestyle.
Okay. That's
it was just too much.
Oof. Taye Diggs worked at Tokyo Disney and sang Deo in the Little Mermaid attraction.
Deo!
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what that means to us. I got weed.
Yeah. Pre-fame jobs of stars Lucy Lawless. What could Lucy Lawless have possibly done?
Bodyguard,
not bad. No, she worked down in Australia. She was a gold miner down there.
She was a gold miner?
She was a gold miner.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Miner. I'm not saying she's a
gold miner.
Ashton Kutcher. Does anybody know what Ashton Kutcher did before he became a
pizza delivery?
Pizza delivery? Ted, what do you got, buddy?
It was something random, wasn't it? Did he work on a ranch? I know he has that new show, The Ranch.
No, he did not. At least not according to this list. No, he swept floors at a General Mills factory.
Hmm. All right.
That man knows his cereal.
He does.
It should always be shocking that rich and famous people just had regular jobs,
right,
too.
There was a handful on the last list that I crossed off, like worked at Starbucks. Like, of course they did.
But think how many didn't. Gwyneth Paltrow's never had to work a day in her life. Not a legitimate job, right? Drew Barrymore, she was born in all this crap. You know what I mean? There are a lot of the Smith kids, right?
So-and-so was...
They earned it. We all Smiths earned it.
So-and-so was a waitress. Yeah, so was every aspiring actor in L.A.
And half the people that work anywhere else now.
Exactly. Good work. Kelsey Grammer. There's just another one like we were just talking about. He washed dishes at Denny's.
Oh. Imagine that man washing them.
Yeah.
One day, I will be done with this job.
I will get married 9 times.
Kelsey, we need to talk to you about your performance. I'm listening.
Did you hear that the new reboot of Frasier will not be located in Seattle?
I did hear that.
Oh,
is he
really?
Going back to Boston, or was he like in Denver or something?
I think every time he moved, every time he relaunches his character as Frasier,
they need to be somewhere else.
He's in a new town.
Oh, fair
so
enough.
So Boston first, Seattle, then he'll move on.
I just hate that it's not going to have John Mahoney. He made that show, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would get him, but he's dead.
But wherever he is, he should still have the skyline of Seattle, just like they had the skyline of Los Angeles.
What about Eddie? Is the dog gone, too?
Moose? Oh, yeah, he's probably long gone.
All right.
I mean, you got to figure.
This show's going to suck.
It is, man. Do they at least have David Hyde Pierce?
I don't know if he signed on.
He's got to be on there at some point, right? Pre-fame jobs of stars, number 5, James Brown.
Oh, man. Is it legal?
He sold fireworks on the side of the road.
Drug dealer.
James Brown once shined shoes outside of a radio station in Augusta, Georgia, and then when he got rich, he bought it.
Okay. Damn,
that's cool.
Yeah, man. Paul Rudd was a DJ, actually.
Hmm. All right.
At bar mitzvahs.
Okay.
Oh, I've done a couple bar mitzvahs.
Hey, dude, they always have a DJ.
Always.
Every bar mitzvah, it's required. It's the number one.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got to remember, you're 13 years old.
Sure.
You know, you bring all your friends over, you just want to party.
Cool.
How many did you work with that guy, Chip? Like that, I mean, that's the main, on the East Coast anyway, like, if you're a DJ, like, bar mitzvahs pay your bills.
I mean, I did a couple proms with them, a couple weddings, but I easily did probably 20, 30 bar mitzvahs or bat mitzvahs with it.
And it's a day show, man. So if you show up at a backyard at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you can still work the club at night.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you get paid well for the bar mitzvahs.
And a perk of that job, Mike?
Yeah.
Delicious food.
Some
of the best salmon I ever had.
Yeah.
Challah bread is basically Hawaiian bread.
Nice. All right. Ted's getting stoked.
Lattes, you name it. Crazy in here.
Pre-fame jobs of stars, number 3, Willem Dafoe bound Penthouse and Hustler magazines at a factory in the Midwest.
Sweet. Dig it.
That works for him. He's creepy.
I'm sure that there's plenty of perks to that job.
Yeah.
I know every month.
Sandra Bullock was a dog groomer.
She seems like she'd be a dog groomer.
Yeah. And Cyndi Lauper was a kennel cleaner that they had in there.
Huh. All right.
She just wanted to have fun. And this is the number 1 pre-fame jobs of stars. According to this list, our boy Hugh Grant cleaned the toilets at IBM in London. He once bragged, quote, I can get crystalline urine out. Good work there, buddy. Proud of you. A video going around on TikTok shows a guest entertainer at a children's birthday party, and you won't believe who it was.
Who was that entertainer, Mike?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.